Eric left the room for a moment, and the Persian raised himself on his elbow, looked around him, and saw Christine Daae sitting by the fireside. He spoke to her, called her, but he was still very weak and fell back on his pillow. Christine came to him, laid her hand on his forehead, and went away again. And the Persian remembered that as she went, she did not give a glance at Monsieur de Chagny, who, it is true, was sleeping peacefully. She sat down again in her chair by the chimney corner. Silent is a sister of charity who has taken a vow of silence. Eric returned with some little bottles which he placed on the mantelpiece, and again in a whisper, so as not to wake Monsieur de Chagny, he said to the Persian after sitting down and feeling his pulse, "You are now saved, both of you, and soon I shall take you up to the surface of the earth to please my wife." Thereupon he rose without any further explanation and disappeared once more. The Persian now looked at Christine's quiet profile under the lamp. She was reading a tiny book with gilt edges, like a religious book. There are editions of The Imitation that look like that. The Persian still had in his ears the natural tone in which the other had said, "To please my wife." Very gently he called her again, but Christine was wrapped up in her book and did not hear him. Eric returned, mixed the daroga a draught, and advised him not to speak to his wife again or to anyone, because it might be very dangerous to everybody's health. Eventually, the Persian fell asleep, like Monsieur de Chagny, and did not wake until he was in his own room, nursed by his faithful Darius, who told him that on the night before he was found propped against the door of his flat, where he had been brought by a stranger who rang the bell before going away. As soon as the daroga recovered his strength and his wits, he sent to Count Philippe's house to inquire after the Viscount's health. The answer was that the young man had not been seen and that Count Philippe was dead. His body was found on the bank of the Opera Lake, on the Rue Scribe side. The Persian remembered the Requiem Mass which he had heard from behind the wall of the torture chamber and had no doubt concerning the crime and the criminal. Knowing Eric as he did, he easily reconstructed the tragedy. Thinking that his brother had run away with Christine Daae, Philippe had dashed in pursuit of him along the Brussels road where he knew that everything was prepared for the elopement. Failing to find the pair, he hurried back to the opera, remembered Raoul's strange confidence about his fantastic rival, and learned that the Viscount had made every effort to enter the cellars of the theater, and that he had disappeared, leaving his hat in the prima donna's dressing room beside an empty pistol case. And the Count, who no longer entertained any doubt of his brother's madness, in his turn darted into that infernal underground maze. This was enough in the Persian's eyes to explain the discovery of the Comte de Chagny's corpse on the shore of the lake, where the siren, Eric's siren, kept watch.